The Center for the Future of Arizona conducted a survey last year called the Arizona Voters Agenda, and it showed that Arizonans agree more than we disagree on big important issues like education, childcare, housing, and transportation. And now CFA has released a new report called Unlocking Potential, Turning Arizona's Priorities into Economic Gains.
So that report shows the economic benefits of voter priorities. Joining us to talk about what they found, Sybil Francis, who's the president and CEO for the Center for the Future of Arizona. Dr. Francis, thanks for being with us. Now, which of these priorities did voters agree upon the most?
Well, that's hard to pick. That's like picking your a favorite child, but we had very, when we say voter priorities, we have at least 50% or agreement or more, even up to 70, 80, 90%. But, you know, the top ones are childcare, access and affordability, education, housing, and transportation investments.
And which of those priorities reaps the most economic benefits for Arizona?
Well, I have to say that when I look at increasing childcare, access and affordability, which would generate $12 billion in annual output and save $9,300 per year in household income. That one's a pretty big one. But we've also got, for households, if you, we could keep the household cost burdens to 30% of income, we would save $8,900 per household annually and unlock $13 billion in statewide gains.
Ooh, and that speaks to the affordability of housing, right? Especially?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes, and what we're really trying to do in this study is try to shift our thinking from short-term thinking to long-term thinking. So we often think about these things as investments, but what's the return? So if you can invest a dollar and get $10 back, then that's a great deal, right? So we're trying to say to any leaders, you know, elected leaders, business leaders, and others, these are things that Arizonans care deeply about, and that if we address them, we can actually have great returns. So, for example, with childcare, you know, people are not going back to school or work because they can't afford childcare. But if you can free up somebody to go back to school or work, they can advance their education or get a better job or go to work in the first place, increase their income, pay taxes, you know, solve the problem for employers of productivity losses when people don't come to work. So these are very, very high value kinds of things to be investing in.
So, you know, you talk about investing in it, but the practicalities are sometimes a little bit difficult. We have a child care issue in the valley, across the valley. We know that. So where do we go from knowing what we can do to actually doing it?
Well, we think the first step is to really see this as an investment, not a cost. So we're trying to paint a picture for leaders out there that says, if you solve this issue, this is the kind of return that you can get. Certainly, we'd have to dig deeper to figure out who does what, who pays for what. But we think that it's important to first start and say, these are not costs. These are investments that pay high returns.
We're talking with Dr. Sybil Francis. She's president and CEO of the Center for the Future of Arizona. They just released a report, Turning Arizona's Priorities into Economic Gains. Did anything surprise you, either in that the voter agenda, which you and I talked about on the AZ Political Podcast last year, or the economic benefits of these major issues?
Well, I think what surprised me in a good way is that the things that matter to everyday people are things that actually we can benefit by taking care of. It's not a burden to be addressing childcare. It's not, we shouldn't consider it a burden to be addressing housing issues or making it easier for people to advance their education. These are things that not only benefit everyday people, but they actually benefit our state economically in terms of increased economic activity, people paying more taxes, you know, employers doing better, attracting higher paying jobs to our state. So these are all things that are huge benefits, and we're just trying to point out those benefits so that we don't keep just thinking of these things as a burden on us.
Do you have the ear of anybody in government who might listen?
Well, we certainly are trying to get the ear. You know, we just are releasing the report today. So we certainly plan on sharing this widely, as we have with our previous reports. And these are the kinds of things that are very long-lasting information for leaders. You know, we will be sharing this with leaders throughout the legislative session, sharing it with business leaders, because everyone really can play a part. We often think that government is the only solution, but there's lots of other ways or additional ways that we can address these issues. So, for example, again, just to go back to childcare, you know, what can businesses do that actually help themselves when it comes to their employees and the challenge of how of childcare? With housing, you know, there's zoning and other issues that impact all of that. So the solutions are can be shared among lots of different leaders.
All right. Thanks again. Once again, Sybil Francis there, president and CEO of the Center for the Future of Arizona. You can find out more about them, by the way, by going to arizonafuture.org. And actually, the report is actually on their website this morning. She said that it was being released. Go check it out.